Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Dina Shanker. As Starbucks tries to turn things around, it may be getting help from some of its younger customers. Many of the newer items on the menu are cold, colorful drinks, and a lot of them don't have coffee in it. Dina, when Starbucks first opened, it was built on coffee and espresso drinks. So what's happened?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. A lot happened. I think the first thing that happened was Howard Schultz realized decades ago that he was going to have to veer further and further away from his original vision of, an Americanized coffee shop out of Milan. And that started with offering skim milk. The next thing was a Frappuccino. And now here we are today, and we've got sparkling energy drinks, fruity refreshers, and neon-colored boba tea-like concoctions.
I remember when chai lattes were considered edgy for them.
Yeah. I still feel pretty edgy if I get a chai latte, I'm not going to lie.
So, in your story, you note that the company has a lot of drinks that appeal to the younger teens, tweens. Those were the ones with the bright colors and a lot of sugar. Is that where they're going?
Well, that's certainly where they've been. There's a big question now as to what they will do going forward. They have a new CEO who has talked to his employees about, getting back to coffee. He's said this publicly as well. But at the same time, some of these drinks are very popular. The refreshers, for example, have been around for years, and they have a large and loyal fan base. And, it's not just that customers like drinking those drinks today. There's a recognition that a customer that, maybe a 12 or 13-year-old that today wants a refresher, maybe in a couple of years they want a Frappuccino, and maybe and they keep moving up the beverage menu ladder.
I do know that a lot of these younger kids, whoever wants to come in and get these pretty and sweet drinks, they move around a lot. They're just like getting there and get out. But I know that Starbucks, they wanted to sort of recreate that coffee shop ideal where you can stay there, sit there and have a coffee and kind of relax and people watch if you wanted to. How are those two things gonna mesh?
That's a really good question. If you happen to be in a Starbucks around 3 o'clock and it's near a school, you might experience what a third place for teenagers looks like, which is very different from what an adult might be looking for, which is a quiet place to work. Having those two things in the same place at the same time might not be possible. It might be that if you come in at 3 o'clock as an adult, you take your drink and you leave, no matter what your plans were. Or maybe you just learn that that's not a good place to be at 3 o'clock. Maybe I'll be there at 2 o'clock. Maybe I'll be there at 4 o'clock. But in that after-school rush, it is a little too crazy. And for what it's worth, the kids kind of come in out and out most of the day. But they the after-school is the big time.
Yeah, well, I remember when they used to give out coupons or something. They said that you could get a coffee drink for half price if you came in after 3 or 4. And that works for them. That works for the kids.
Yeah, the Frappuccino really, one of the reasons it was such a big deal for the chain in the first place was because it brought in an afternoon customer. And that was not something that the coffee chain was used to. And of course, they were happy to have. And now that afternoon customer is still often ordering a Frappuccino, but they're a lot younger. And the Frappuccino has all kinds of different colors and themes to it, depending on the season.
And whipped cream and calories and all the good stuff that the younger people can have and I can't. Oh, well.
That's right.
Dina, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Dina Shanker. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.